Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The book that you should also get,
it's over here,
to go with it. And it's a lot less expensive, I'll tell you that.
Does it have as many pictures?
It does not, because this is a book of Obama quotations. It's a book called Barack Obama Quotations, 2004 to 2017, The Man, the Words, the Legacy. And it was put together by our own Steve Alexander. Steve, are you there? Hello, how are you?
I am.
So
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, how are you? It's good to hear you, my friend. Steve Alexander does business news for us, among other things, here on WGN Radio on occasion, and he's also
really bummed out about the Salvation Army kettles.
Oh, how about that? How about that? I mean, really? Yeah. I know you must need money because you want groceries or rent or or drugs and alcohol. I don't know what you're going to do with the money. So rob a gas station. Okay, I didn't say that, but of all of the, I don't know where you're going to rob, but don't rob a Salvation Army kettle.
Yeah.
Okay, I should start with just don't rob, but if you're going to rob, don't rob a Salvation Army kettle. How am I doing on that, Steve?
Yeah, you keep working on that one, John. You know, there's a Salvation Army kettle attendant. What do you call them? Attendant?
Bell ringer.
Bell ringer. Down on Michigan Avenue at outside the Neiman Marcus store, I think.
Yeah.
And she's been there for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
And she has a distinctive sing-songy way of getting people to pay attention to her, in addition to the bell.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. I did that. I've seen her every year for the last 12 years, just going at it. Snow, cold, whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, they struggle to get bell ringers. That's, you know, the more bell ringers you have, the more money you make. You would think then that everybody would line up to help them out do that. And I know it's work, it's effort, it's time, it's sometimes cold, but it's a shame that we don't have as many as they could use. And I would very much miss them during the holidays if you didn't hear the occasional bell ringing outside. Mm-hmm. Let's sell your book, man. So
okay.
You guys put this together. How much does this book cost?
$14.95.
How much?
It is a labor of love of my co-publisher, Diane Montiel, who I happen to be married to as well. And she saw an opportunity to publish a collection of these quotations from arguably the most popular president we've had in quite a while, and certainly one of the most articulate. And we combined it with, I think there are about 150 quotations, ranging from his DNC speech in 2004 all the way through his final farewell in 2017, earlier this year. And combined it with, I think, about 35 of Pete Souza's photos.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's a lot of Souza photos here. There are others as well, but Souza's surely represented a montage of Chicago Tribune and other newspaper headlines after the president won. Yep, I suppose this is for people that voted for Barack Obama, are fans of Barack Obama, but I think in this city it has a really rich audience, and this is just such a good idea, and it's just refreshing. It's reassuring. And I think if Souza can sell his books, you ought to be able to getting this as the stocking stuffer to go with him.
Well, you know, on Amazon, although it's sold out there, his book is. At the bottom as you scroll down, well, people who bought this also bought this. And our book is featured there along with Souza's. So that's one of the places you can get them is Amazon.
Here's what the book sounds like.
We may have differences in policy, but we all believe in the rights enshrined in our Constitution. We may have different opinions, but we believe in the same promise that says, this is a place where you can make it if you try. We may have different backgrounds, but we believe in the same dream that says, this is a country where anything is possible, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from. That dream is why I can stand here before you tonight. That dream is why a working class kid from Scranton can sit behind me.
Yeah. Shout out to the VP there. Very nice.
That's page 51 in the book, by the way. But it cuts off a little before that. But he has this theme throughout that he's very, very supportive, very, you know, trying to get both sides to come together to do something for the good of the country and the preservation of our democracy.
Some of the pictures are touching, and the one of him sitting on the bus at the Henry Ford Museum after an event in Dearborn that Rosa Parks made famous is you cannot help but linger on that. Okay, the book is called Barack Obama Quotations, 2004-17, The Man, the Words, the Legacy. Here's how you can get it, by the way. And, you know, this was my idea, not yours, but I'm doing this for you. Mostly I'm doing it for people who are looking for a smart gift this holiday. Bantry Bay Books, Bantry Bay Books, BantryBayBooks.com. It's also at the DuSable Museum in Washington Park, at the DuSable Museum. And you can also call this number, 312. Is this the number to pass along? 912-8639. If you call that number, they'll arrange to have the book sent. 312-912-8639, Barack Obama Quotations.
And it's on Amazon, too.
Oh, yeah, on Amazon, too. So go, and have a nice day. Well done. I'm glad that you did this, Steve.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the pitch, the plug.
Yeah, you got it. It's 125. Oh, and so let me pause here. There's another thing that had nothing to do with politics or presidents or whatever that's a Chicago product made and produced here that I have that I want you to think about giving or getting. In a minute on WGN.